How he died. A chair stood in a half dark, empty room, and the noose hanging from the ceiling swayed slowly. Kostya took a deep drag on his cigarette, sat down on a chair, and began to remember how good he used to be. How he went for a walk with his girlfriend in the autumn park. How he chose a ring for her in a jewelry shop a long time before proposing to her. How she told him that the same evening that she had fallen in love with someone else. How he heard on the news a few days later that the plane his parents had flown on from their holiday had crashed and there were no survivors. Kostya's whole life was suddenly turned upside down and lost its meaning. After finishing his cigarette, he resolutely stood up, climbed onto a chair, and put a noose around his neck. For the last time, he looked out the window, at people always hurrying somewhere, cars, rain-soaked asphalt lit by lanterns. He tightened the rope and jumped from the chair. Sharp pain pierced his neck. Something crunched inside. Kostya gasped desperately. His eyes darkened. The last thing he heard was the sound of a rope snapping and his own body hitting the ground. Kostya opened his eyes and saw emptiness. Thick, dense emptiness all around. No walls, no floor, no ceiling, only darkness and emptiness. He felt lightness and weightlessness in his body. An incomprehensible feeling of happiness enveloped him from within. Kostya thought that he was a little free and that his parents were waiting for him somewhere. He walked on something soft, as if there was moss under his bare feet. A loud, piercing scream broke sharply in Kostya's ears. He squeezed them tightly with his hands, but it didn't help.
My heart began to beat faster. Cold sweat broke out. Something nasty and disgusting stirred under my feet.
Figures emerged from the darkness. Streams of blood full of whom and rails gushed from under Kostya's feet. In some places withered. Clumsy hands arose from the ground and stretched in his direction. An eerie hoarse growl could be heard from behind. Goosebumps ran down Kostya's body. He looked around and froze in horror. Two huge red eyes, radiating rage, looked at him from the darkness. Suddenly, under the creature's eyes, a monstrous mouth opened with hundreds of sharp fangs, salivating wide open. The creature began to move rapidly towards Kostya, barely overpowering him and ran away. Hands under the ground grabbed him and tried to pull him away with them. His legs stuck in swamps of blood and guts. He felt the creature's breath on his back, but did not stop.
Run away! Get out of here! You are not expected here. It is too soon for you to come to us.
Kostya heard the painfully familiar mother's voice in his head.
Tears flowed from my eyes. My heart was torn to 1,000 tiny pieces.
He stumbled and fell. Something huge and terrible immediately hung over him. Kostya closed his eyes and prepared to be torn to pieces, when suddenly a bright flash burst through his closed eyelids. He opened his eyes and saw a flash in the sky. then another, and another discharge. One of the discharges hit Kosta direct in the chest. Yeah, right hits his whole body in excruciating pain and finds it.
He's alive.
Kosta heard. He opened his eyes and saw the faces of a man in a white quad and a nurse with a defibrillator bending over him. Did you like the podcast? Then subscribe and leave a review and send the podcast to your friends. Thanks for listening.